Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith in you with steel. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic. And fantabulous sir to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, November 21, 2018. Yours truly, Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. Man, I like the intro. Man, it gets you ready. The info zone. Let's go with it. We got to find out who did that. So, you owe him a big, big thank you. All right, so what's happening, man?
Oh, nothing much. No updates. So we can just jump right into where we are and take it from there.
Okay, what do you guys want to hear today? The RV is today. And the RV is not today, not so far, but we wouldn't be here. If being here, it was going to go before Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow. So I guess that wasn't right. But it's pretty close. It is pretty close. So that I just got a bunch of stuff. All right, here's the latest and greatest. The rates in the market are the same, haven't changed. So since Sunday, it's been 120 to 1. Little update. So that must be in the market. It's not on the CBI site or anything else. But it is what they're doing in the market. The banks are telling us now that we should see this on Friday or Saturday. They are preparing for Friday and Saturday and preparing to start making appointments Friday or Saturday is what we're being told. So that means we get to enjoy Thanksgiving, eat, and see what happens Friday or Saturday. Either way, we'll be here. So I'm going to tell you guys this. We got a message from the committee member this morning. That looked like everything's going on Friday. And he said, I do not think the Zim will be included in it. But it looks like we are going to start on Friday. That was from the committee member. I do not think the Zim will be included in it. We got from the bank. Looks like it's going to start on Friday or Saturday. We're going to start scheduling appointments. And this is the rate for the Zim. So they definitely have a rate for the Zim. The bank still has one as of today. So we did get an update on the rates. So with that, ready to give you guys that while I read this.
Give them what? The rates?
The rates. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll need to pull it up since I don't have it mentally stored yet. Let's see. The dinar rate from the bank screens, 347, with the contract rate of 28. Let's see. Dong, 47 cents to $2.47. So we're assuming the 247 is a contract rate. Or maybe it's the fluctuating rate. Not sure on that one. Rupiah is
the dong.
Right, the dong.
Should have been
wasn't sure if that
247
was a contract rate or
contract rate.
The rupiah.
Contract.
All right. Rupiah is 108 to 138. So I guess that's a fluctuating situation or too low to be a contract rate. But anyway, yeah. Zim 22 to 27.
And that's where we are, right?
So far.
Okay. That's where we want to be. So you guys got the news. The market hasn't changed. The banks and the committee member both think Friday. Bank thinks Friday, Saturday. Those are the rates. One to the Zim is going to go. One to the Zim is not going to go. they have a rate for it. So with that, nothing's changed in Iraq. No Blaine news. They did not do the rest of the ministers today, but they have announced that they will vote on 5 ministers on Saturday. So they're still going to exclude the defense, the interior minister, and the immigration minister. Those 3 they are not yet ready to vote on. They did say they would vote on those 5 on Saturday. So with that, what we're going to do today is try and do a short call, if we can. We'll see how many people got questions and answers, because we know a lot of people still need to go to the grocery store, get food, and people are cooking and preparing for tomorrow. So we want to try and do that for you. But we'll see what happens. When we run out, we run out. All right, Ray, I'm ready. You ready?
Okay, let's see. Peace 101 says, good morning, Tony and Ray. Does Trump have to go through Congress to release the button on the RV?
No, because it's not with him. It's with Treasury. All that has already been completed. Okay?
All right. Light Spirit says, hello, Ray and Tony. Happy Thanksgiving. Could be happy. Giving could be Feliz Natal. Okay.
What?
I don't know. It's just crap. Let me see. U.S. political could blow any minute. Marty could quit. Something charged. Where are we now? That's the question. And we've addressed that. Let me go on. Nine Ball says, what is the great news on the Zim? Do you think it will be in the first basket? Okay, we just addressed that one. So B-Town says, is there, yeah, B-Town, never would have been secure as we are today had you not been given great guidelines. Is there any indications as of late that the fraud verdict for Sterling would get us to some possible return of funds confiscated? When that all went down, we were all blessed and should express so this. Sterling stuff, those of you who feel like they're holding something of yours that you paid for and you want to get it, I think you have until November 30th to file paperwork in that regard. I think it's something like that. They have a November 30 deadline. That's the best that I can tell you about anything regarding Sterling, that they are taking complaints from folks who felt they were wronged or if they're still holding something you paid for and you didn't get it, then I would suggest you file that claim. I don't know that that's a guarantee, but at least it's you're speaking up saying, hey, I have a concern here. Get in touch with the DOJ Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, there you go. I just wanted them to know who to call because it's not Tony.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay. All
right. Right, DOJ Atlanta. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. oh, nothing. Was it? Well, I shouldn't say nothing, but anyway. Now you know. Let's see here. That was the, let me refresh, make sure that was the last board question. Then we'll take some live questions. Refreshing. And I see nothing else. So, okay. Live questions. First one on the board. Live caller, 574 area code.
Wow, that's
on.
The first.
Hey,
wow, that's
you
first.
Did something right.
How are you over there?
I'm fantabulous to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing real good. So I have a question in regards to Mnuchin. Will he be, have we heard that he actually made a formal announcement regarding the RV or regarding the new, I guess the new currency rate exchange or anything like that? Have we heard anything to that fact?
No, we haven't heard anything to that fact. Why would Mnuchin make a formal announcement about that?
Okay.
Who would tell you that? And why would the U.S. Treasury make a formal announcement about another country's currency being reevaluated or exchange rate there? That's what the U.N. operational rates does. That's what Forex does. There's no reason for us to have an announcement on the 6 o'clock news at all. There's no need for him to put a statement out. He doesn't do that every time a country has a currency change. So, again, anybody putting that out there to you guys have no clue how this works.
Well, I wasn't okay, really, next. I guess I really wasn't asking my question correctly. I was more or less wondering, if, since we're waiting for this to happen, would he in any way kind of put something, not necessarily blasting it out on the media in that sense, but would he in some kind of way put something out, or the U.S. Treasury put something out for us to be aware that things really are moving along pretty quick and that things are going to happen? But like I said, not necessarily putting it out there on media blast.
I don't think he would put it out anywhere. That's all.
Anywhere.
He's not going to do a statement about it, anything else, unless it's involving that country. No.
Okay. Yeah. And do we know if there are any more funds moved around or from since the last time we got the update that there were funds moved around, was there any need for any more funds, or are we pretty much, are the banks pretty much set there in that area?
I'm sure they're still having deliveries. The only thing that we were looking at is deliveries may increase as of Friday because of the holiday shopping now, Black Friday, everything else. So they're going to need larger amounts of money in the bank anyway. So no money has been returned.
Okay. And was there any reason given as to why nothing's happened or why the banks have moved their target date now to possibly this Friday in the weekend as opposed to what was mentioned regarding this past Monday, Tuesday to today?
No reason. They just said look for it to start on Friday or Saturday.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Uh-huh. And I got the rates that you all quoted down. And so I'll go ahead and let the next caller come in. And I am still in shock that I was the first one in. So appreciate it.
Okay. Good
yes,
job.
Sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
470 uh-huh. area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. And hi, Ray. Different phone number.
Text first, but good morning.
Okay.
Good morning to you, Tony, and good afternoon.
Good morning.
I have several questions for you, given that this is Wednesday standard time frame for the Gazette in Iraq to have been published, and it's past 9 p.m. over there now. Anything in this issue that would be applicable for what we're looking at financially?
I have no update about anything in the Gazette today.
Okay. Okay. Given all of the time frames that you have put up forth in terms of the expectations for Friday, Saturday, how is that impacting our TNT call for Friday, if at all?
We're gonna have a call on Friday. We just hope it's a different kind of call.
Okay. But you're still targeting at the 1 p.m. Eastern time frame. You're not looking at possibly delaying it to allow more time to come through for other information?
Right now we're on schedule. But
okay.
If we get notified or something, if they say, hey, it's going to be 3:45 like we always planned or something like that, then maybe we'll do something different.
Okay, okay. Always plan ahead.
That was a sneaky
ahead.
Way of asking us if we were anticipating something on Friday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, she's good at that. So, anyway.
inquiring minds would like to know. That's all, you know, for all the others out there as well. I would like a little clarification, if I may, in terms of, you know, we're getting differing views. Your committee member saying that they were expecting things to go on Friday, not to include the ZIM, but the banking sources are saying that that the ZIM would be in there based on their info. Your committee person, if he was saying that it wasn't to be including the ZIM, did they give any sort of delay time frame of, okay, it won't be coming out at that point, but expect it by such and such a time?
His exact words, because he's listening to you right now.
text Tony the exact answer.
Said, confirmed ZIM is not going at this time. That's what he said. Because he's listening right now. That's why he said it. And as I tell him, he said that, and I got a vice president of the bank over here, and she's telling me it definitely is. So we're going to see. One of them's wrong, one of them's right. So
right.
We're going to see.
Okay. And he hasn't texted further clarification that if it's not in the coming out at this point, he didn't text you when he was thinking that it would come out. Correct?
In the next 60 days, 90 days, the next basket, next year. No,
okay.
He didn't give us any of that.
Okay. Good enough. Well, again, appreciate it. Sounds like we have a very interesting weekend coming forth. And with that, I wish you both, as well as the TNT family, happy Thanksgiving. It looks like we've got a lot to be happy about. 10 days from now is when we're going to have our Pay It Forward project, whenever that may be. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it. Have a
all
great
right,
one.
Thanks.
Okay.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I missed a board question. It didn't show up when I refreshed, but I did find it, so let me go back and get that for that member. Sure. Jaguar, 1964, says, in the past, it has been mentioned that we all must be U.S. citizens in order to exchange at the banks. Not all of us are U.S. citizens. Some of us are permanent resident aliens. In my situation, I am a U.S. citizen and my spouse is not. Oh, get divorced real quick. No, okay, seriously. Number one. So the question is, must I come in with my spouse in order to exchange, or can I exchange alone? Well, if you're just going to exchange, you can exchange alone. But if it's the contract rate you are pursuing, then they're going to require that both you and your spouse sign the agreements. Number two, will I, as a U.S. citizen, be not allowed to exchange if my spouse is not? No. You don't have to worry about that. Then number three, what kind of documentation do I or we need to exchange to prove our status? Driver's license, passport, state ID, any of those should suffice as far as a form of ID. But if you and your spouse already have banking accounts, then you don't have anything to worry about. Or if she even has bank accounts already established in her name, I don't see any reason for the worry. What do you think, Tony?
I think this. I'm going to tell you guys this. If you can't stand the answer, don't ask the question. Understand that. If you can't stand the answer, don't ask the question. Now, if you have a question, when you dial that 800 number to set up your appointment, that is the time to ask them exactly what you need and explain your situation, because each bank is going to be different. And I already told you, and I'm not mentioning the bank until this happens and we know for sure. There's one bank in particular that is trying to only deal with American citizens. So ask questions when you dial the number. Okay?
Okay.
What's next?
All right, we'll go back to the callers. Well, one fell off. Wonder what happened. Had it lined up. Threw off my lineup. Okay, 281 looks like the next one.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Greetings.
Good afternoon.
How you all doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
I'm doing super fantastic.
I'm on here early, okay?
Okay.
So,
what's on your mind today?
I have a few questions. I had asked Ray part of a question, and I wanted to reword it again, somewhat a little bit different. And so the person can, when they go back and listen to it, they'll know it for themselves. And I hate doing that. Remember, Ray, I was in a debate. I won that debate.
Okay,
so, again, they're not in the district. They have moved 3 to 4 months ago. But they've been with the bank for, over 2 years. Will they still have a problem with exchanging?
You mean outside of the district that they live in?
Correct. But now listen, remember we called them, a couple
gypsies.
Of different names. Yeah, mm-hmm. Gypsies. Remember they
right.
moved from Georgia to Chicago
right.
in July. From July to 2-3 months ago, they moved to Mississippi. And so, but if they've been with the bank 2 years, will they have a problem with going in exchange? And all they have is domes. So will they have a problem with going in exchange? And they have more than 2-3 mil.
Well, the answer is still the same. Wherever they reside now, whatever district that they are living in, they call that number and give them this situation. And they will instruct them on how to move forward. Because we really don't know. All we can go by is what they're telling us that they're going to do. And that's what we're sharing with you guys, the information we were given.
Okay. Now, Tony, you say they're saying Friday, Saturday. We get the 800 numbers from the Treasury or your committee person? Or someone
else. 800 numbers will come from the Treasury, not the committee person.
Okay. And so, if I can recall,
so I'm really not from the Treasury, but they'll be put out through the bank. So that's who we're getting from
the bank. That'd be right? Okay. That's great. If I can recall, I may not word it right. That was something that was said in the lines of on one of the calls about. Some bank laws were changed once all the votes were in. They haven't changed the bank laws over there yet, have they? Because all the votes haven't came in. Or am I wording it right? Can you recall what I'm
saying? Am I right?
Uh-huh.
All the banking laws have been changed. It has nothing to do with the votes. It has nothing to do with the ministers or anything else.
Okay, so they have changed them. Is it?
Yeah,
is
that's
the
what
law?
This whole last 8 years, 10 years has been about, them changing their banking laws.
Okay, that's what I was trying, because when I was listening, I was trying to put everything together when I was going back listening on the blog so I could understand it better. Okay, well, with that, guys, that's all
okay.
My questions. I appreciate your time, and I thank you so much, and you all have a great and blessed Thanksgiving with your family. And when we get back on the call, I'll be looking to get the 800 numbers, and we all will be miracle-blessed people of God. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's hope. I'm hoping for that, too. All right. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
I can die right now, and I don't know anybody.
All right. 951 area code. You're on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey.
Hey,
are you by yourself?
No, I'm traveling, unfortunately. So I'm on the road, and maybe hopefully the connection's okay. Question for you, Tony.
I was just talking about her. Talking about she could die right now. I don't know if I want to be in the same car with her. But
hey, tell me your opinion on the Zims. The Treasury guy says no. The bank says yes. The bank is the one who's going to fund it. What's your take on that?
It's not the Treasury guy. It's the committee guy. It's a different friend of the Treasury guy. And, I mean, he worked in the committee, and he supposedly know what's going on in the meetings. And, you know, they're above the bank people, so maybe things have changed. I don't know. And that's why all along I could just give it to you guys. He even said if it didn't go by the end of the year, if they didn't make the agreements. Earlier today, he just said, I don't think it's going. 5 minutes ago, he texted and said it is not going. This morning, like I said, it's a region vice president giving out the information. He's saying HSBC is taking the Zim, and these are the rates. So all I can do is put it out there, and let's see what happens Friday, Saturday morning. So, but they both can't be right, I can tell you that. So, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, then let me ask you this. And if the rates flip, then obviously I'm going to be going to the bank and see if I can't get a half million dollars or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Are you going to be doing the same thing, Tony, then?
If it goes live, am I going to the bank trying to get some money immediately?
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I'm only trying to get money immediately if the contract rates are there, because that's what you better do if you want the contract rate. Go in immediately and try and get it. Now, if for any reason they told me that the contract rates are not there or I can't get the contract rate, then I'm not there to exchange. Then I need to wait until the market goes up. Well, we need to do a hell of a lot of negotiating, right?
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
So we just have to.
If I can't get the contract rate, why would I be the first mouse? I would.
Yeah, right. I understand. Okay. Well, that's so we just wait till Friday, Saturday, and let's see what happens. All right. Sounds good. Appreciate the information, Tony. Appreciate you, Ray. You guys have a good one, and we'll be talking on Friday for sure then. You guys take care. All right.
All right.
Already.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. 805 area code. You are on. 805. You are on. 805-728. Okay, you're not on anymore. 770. You are on. 770. Okay, 281. You are on.
Hello, Ray and Tony.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
I'm super fantastic.
Good.
And tabulous error to the nth degree.
We're good. Well, I had a question in regards to the scenario with the Zim, the info you provided to us at the beginning of the call. So I'm assuming that if the committee is working with whomever, then they would have to give that information to the banks, or U.S. Treasury would give that info to the banks. Because if we go in and exchange and then one is saying one thing and goes down where Zim is not supposed to be exchanged, how would that affect us? If we go in and the bank exchange it for us, would they take that money back? Or obviously, I guess, if it's not supposed to be on the list?
Well, listen, throughout the years of the time, people have gone to the bank and they've actually exchanged and got paid and walked out the bank, only to have the bank call them back and say, hey, we weren't supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens. When the bank did all that, the bank was at fault, everything else. then the Secret Service contacts you and say that was a fraudulent transaction, and you're the one in trouble, unless you give all the money back. Because somehow they spend that on a dime, and it was your fault. You tricked that teller into taking that money. I'm just telling you guys, that has already happened several times already. So, yeah, they would want to get that money back if it did happen, for sure. And they have a plan in place on how to do it.
You would think they would, I mean, hopefully, you know, they would, I mean, at this late stage in the game, you would think that the information would be provided to the banks as they're getting ready. It seemed like that information would already be given to them. You know what I'm saying?
That's well, we've been saying that for months, because he's been saying it for months, and they've been saying something else for months. And they're training what they've been doing. I mean, it's been going on for months, and they still haven't changed it. So we're going to wait and see what happens on Friday and Saturday. I mean, if this actually goes like they both seem to think that it is, then we'll know. Trust me, I'm taking all mine in there with me. And if they take it, so be it.
Yeah, well, they need to go ahead and get their chores done. This is crazy. I mean, you know, people don't want to have to go in there and exchange and then end up having to have the money taken back. That's kind of crazy. They need to really get going on these instructions and plans for us so we'll know what to do. So, okay, well, thank you, sir.
Especially people that plan on spending $1 million or $2 million the first day, huh?
Yeah, nobody got time for that. We didn't wait it all our life. Nah, anyway. We're ready to get moving. All right. But thank you. Y'all have a good holiday. Don't eat too much turkey.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye. 503. You are Oregon.
Hi, this is Oregon. And
hi,
I just
Oregon.
A happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Hey, listen, I've got a question, and that is, several years back, you know, when this was going to go, there was a discussion about that the contract rate would only be available on the first $20 million of
dinar.
You know, whatever thing. So is that still true, or what's happening with that?
We haven't gotten an update on that or how they planned on paying it out in a long time. So maybe I'll ask the question. We're still here Friday before we go in. Maybe we'll have the procedures and we'll be able to discuss it. Because I haven't gotten an update on that in a long time. Because they were still trying to share the wealth, you know? That was the purpose of it, share the wealth.
That
they didn't
right.
want to create a bunch of mining billionaires.
Well, if you find out later on today, perhaps you can just text it out or something, and then that would be good as well. And then I wanted to share something. You know, I love the idea about the, you know, just paying it forward, and they were talking about, you know, doing the layaway, paying off people's layaways, and I wanted just to alert people because, you know, you never know who's on the call. Another chain that does really great layaways is Kmart. So if you still have a Kmart store in your area, they take a lot of layaways during the holidays. I just kind of wanted to get that out there for people. And also to remind people, my daughter's account just got hacked, and her bank account just got hacked. And I just think it's so critical for people to know this. I had some banking experience before this, but I just think it's really important. Under no circumstances ever use a freestanding ATM. I can't tell you that enough, because those are the ATMs that are frequently They had the skim cards on them, and if you don't know what to look for, which many of us don't because they keep changing them out and getting them more sophisticated, my daughter's hacking came through using one of those freestanding ATMs, and what they did is they got her account number off of her card, and then they were able, when they got into her account, they were able then to use that card number into her bank account. And what they ended up doing was putting counterfeit checks into her account. They were stolen checks, I think, from into her account, and then trying to back out again. So it's really bizarre. But I can't stress enough, don't, not even in the airport do you ever use a freestanding ATM.
Okay.
Okay, got that? Really loud.
Yeah, we got it. You guys be really careful out there. But, and it's not just freestanding. Actual bank ATMs, they can do the same thing. So just be careful, and we'll go over some of those things later. Okay, we're going to do a short call here, though. So you have another question?
That was it. I just wanted to talk about the Kmart thing and ask about the $20 million and to just alert people. It's going to be really fun to go out and spend those cards, but just be careful where you use them.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. To all those who are on the call who asked these wonderful questions. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All righty.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
352 area code, you're on. 352. Yes.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir. Yes, you.
Hey, I got a question for you. It's a real serious question. Are you ready?
Okay.
In the past, you said that we were gonna, when we go to Vegas, we were gonna really party, correct? That's what you said, right?
Okay.
So I need to know now in advance so I can make some arrangements. Are we going to party just like party, regular party, or are we going to party like we Lamar Odom? I need to know because I need to make arrangements for my wife if it's going to be party like we Lamar Odom.
You might party like you Lamar Odom, but I'm not.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. You said we were going to party. So I didn't know. I know a party like Lamar Odom in Vegas is a different kind of partying. So I was just making sure.
So,
okay,
you are trying to say, let me get this out right, that on a national call like this, I would tell everybody, we're going to party, and we're going to have Coke in the room, and we're going to have drugs, and we're going to take all this other stuff, and we're going to be with, that's the kind of party you thought we was actually going to have?
Well, I mean, I didn't say that per se. I said party like Lamar Odom, we just having a regular party.
Okay. You party like Lamar Odom. The rest of us going to have a nice time. Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
214 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I think he was talking about brothels or something. Oh, my God.
That's exactly what he was talking about.
I'm like, really? Okay.
Yeah, we're not partying like that. So go ahead.
Messed up all my questions I had. Oh, my goodness. Where was I? You had stated a long time ago about the second basket, and that the second basket would probably come right, like really right after the first basket, not far, like months.
It's supposed to be within 6 months, but we'll see what happens.
6 months. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not making any sense. Well, Zimbabwe, I don't know if you know of Eddie Cross, the politician that retired.
I don't know him, but go ahead.
We've heard of, okay, well, he keeps writing articles since he's retired, and he states everything that Zimbabwe needs to do to be economically stable, and everything that he puts out, the government does. like the restrictions on imports. They had to lift that, and they've lifted that. I'm not positive about the price control, but he said price control restrictions need to be changed, and the exchange rate needs to be changed, and their deficits. And he stated just recently that by Christmas, their surplus will be up, and that by March, everybody will see the economic change. So, in your opinion, would you think that Zimbabwe would go in December or not until March?
If it was going to go, it would probably, I mean, if it doesn't go right now, I would mm-hmm. look more favorably towards March to give them the things they need to do. And they are making changes over there.
Right.
You guys got to remember, Zimbabwe was all set, what's this, 2018? June of 2016, Zimbabwe was set and ready to go when it was, well, it wasn't. They didn't finish the last part. It was supposed to go then, and then they gave them a six-month extension to the end of the year. But all that was, again, prior to this new government that they had, the changes,
right.
And like everything else, the economy got worse instead of better the longer it took for us to do this, which happens with a whole lot of people. So now they have to stabilize it again under the new government, under their new economic situation, which they're working on. They are doing the prices and things, just what he said. You'll see all the articles saying they're trying to get that done. I don't know that they have the time frame to get it done by the end of the year, and that's what our committee guy was saying first time, so he didn't think it would, or if it's going to take that long. Also, this is what's going to happen. Once this goes, and the GCR already goes without them, that's going to change every other country who is not part of the GCR, because those countries' currencies are already going to change, and that may make it harder for Zimbabwe to go, or depending on their reserve currencies, could make it that much easier for it to go. So we're going to have to wait and see. Okay?
Okay. They also said that tomorrow a lot of stuff will be in their budget. If the minister puts out different things about the budget, then they'd be on track for December. But
okay.
You know, I'm not sure, but we'll see.
Okay.
And you did make a statement also that we most likely won't be a part of the second basket. So would that mean that Zimbabwe and Iran, if they go in the second basket, we won't be able to participate?
At this point, they're going to be looking for people with 10 million and more to participate. When you go in and you start doing currency, they change the laws, rules, who's going to be able to buy large amounts, are you leaving the country, are you not? If you're just investing, they're going to tell you to invest on Forex. If you're doing anything else and the bank's going to have to look at it, you're going to have to be a sophisticated investor, which is $10 million or more. Now,
okay.
Are there ways around it? Absolutely. And that's what we'll talk about afterwards if we can.
Okay. The 120 to 1, is that what we're going to see first and then it'll go up, or is it going to jump straight to the $3 and something cents?
It's going straight to the $3. It's not going to be dragged out. That's their market rate right there. As they told me, they're getting instructions. It was trying to gradually get them used to the changes. But when the RV itself happens, we're not going to have 8 cents over here, 12 cents over here. We're coming out with the rate based on oil right now. I mean, the rate was 371. This morning she's saying 341. So whatever it comes out at, that's where it's going to be. It's going to hit 4X, and it's going to climb.
Okay. And Zimbabwe, also the Eddie Cross had stated that the currency, if they brought back the Zimbabwe, would probably be in the range of 23 to 70 cents. I mean, these are the statements that he's making in his articles, that it has to be 5% or something percent under the rand, and they don't want to see a strong dollar.
Okay, nobody wants to see a strong dollar, because that's why these countries are adjusting this, because they're trying to get rid of the dollar. And so they have to have a viable currency to fight it. So he could be right. That could be right. You know, according to what Ray told you guys this morning, I mean,
right?
Was this started, Ray? I mean, 40. I mean, I don't know what. I can't remember what it was.
22 to 27 cents is right in that range.
Yeah, and the guy told me 10 years ago, 11 cents to 22 cents is what to expect, and even then, the contract rate was even higher. So maybe
so
he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, it sounds, it seems like every time he puts out an article, then the government does that. So I've been, you know, really keeping going back and reading some of his old articles back up until July. And as far as Iraq, we don't have to see the ministers before this goes, the seated of those five.
We do not have to see the ministers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may let us see them, but it's not a requirement, no.
It's not a requirement. Okay.
The fact that, once again, you know, they're just dragging it out. They knew who six ministers were before, the last two. Now they're down to five. They could have been those five or those six, I mean, a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they were intentionally dragging out all eight of them for some reason. But now he says he's going to do five of them on Saturday, at least. So people feel better about that. So we'll see.
And we don't have to see Dow and all of that, the stock market fall.
We don't have to see it fall. It's doing that already.
Right.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Get another one in.
All right, thanks.
Can. Thank you. 530, you're on.
Is that me?
That's you.
That's you.
I go by Trucker John, my first time calling, and I appreciate everything both of you are doing. But where can I get proof of some of this? The 120 to 1. I mean, I go to my bank, I call my congressman,
over in Iraq,
I call my representative.
In the marketplace?
I actually know some
Iraqis. Where the citizens are that told us that.
Well, I mean, I appreciate everything you do. I can never find proof, like screen rates. Where are you getting those from? What bank? So I can go to a bank and see it.
Well, you won't.
I know these
if
are hard
you can't
questions.
Now,
but
you won't.
They're not hard questions. They're not at the teller level. And a bank's not just going to walk in there and take you to the vice president's office and say, yep, here it is. Now, some people have been lucky enough to see it, but I can't tell you where you can go see it. Yeah. But give you information that's coming out of privileged positions. It's not for everybody else to go and see either, but it let us know the system is working. And this is what it's working towards.
Because I've dealt with Wells Fargo for 20 years, and my bank manager just laughs at me. And I'm located in the North Bay, and I'm a trucker, and I travel everywhere. And I would actually like to meet you, Tony. I travel through Sacramento several times a week. I just went through there. I'm in Merced right now. Is there a way we could do that? Because I need some real stability in this thing. I believe we'll be here on Monday. I mean, if we're going to have a stable government, operating government, before this goes, I don't see Iraq as stable and operating with the full parliament. I don't see it. And, you know, it's only my opinion.
They have a full parliament. They just don't have all their ministers, which, again, they could go down, I mean, Saturday and have five more. It doesn't really matter. Their government is actually functioning, changing laws and doing everything that they're supposed to do. It's no different than right now we have an acting attorney general. So we don't have a real one because they haven't voted a new one in yet. That doesn't stop our government from functioning, does it? No. So our Trump administration has 4,000 positions, 4,000 positions that he hasn't filled in 2 years. That doesn't stop our government from operating. We still have a functional government. They can function the very same way over there. May not be the way you want it to, but that's how their government functions.
Well, isn't one of the stipulations with IMF that Iraq has a functional government before this goes?
As I just said, they do have a functional government.
I don't see much functioning myself, but these last positions that they haven't fulfilled, one of them Maliki really wants, isn't it? And that's the one that actually oversees the investigations within the country.
He wants the defense minister or the interior minister position, yes. And they do want to oversee that and have influence of it, yes. And that's
and
why
I
it hasn't been
until,
done.
Yeah. Well, I hope we're not here next Monday like every Monday. But I'm just tired of waiting and all the hoopla. And I do appreciate your call. I listen to a call Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know who I'm talking about. And I'm so fed up with him. I actually was able to get contact and let him know what I think through somebody else. I didn't talk to him directly, and they said they'd pass it along. But he's claiming that the Visa cards are released, the in-country rate is 6-something, and I know it's just a bunch of BS. So I would like to be able
you
to gonna
be listening next Tuesday?
To one. What's that?
You going to be listening next Tuesday?
I can't help myself.
It's okay.
Like then I have to do. I spend 10 hours a day driving this truck down the road. I mean,
okay.
I'm staring at my clock for 2 hours waiting for your call. It's just, you know, it's just, this has consumed my whole life. And this is all I do.
Understand.
I'm just waiting to. All I had was Zim. And I went out and bought Iraqi dollars and dong just to make sure I'm in the whole game. And so I'm covered, but I would like
That's
to
good.
Meet Tony sometime. You have my phone number. Could he call me?
Sure. Wait, hold his number.
Sure.
I'll call you. We can talk. Absolutely.
Okay.
530. I know you're around here anyway, so I'll do that. Okay. Or you know what you could do? You could plan on being at the meet and greet on the 30th, one way or the other.
Well, my challenge is I never know where the company's going to have me because I travel all the 11 Western states. Yeah. I missed the last one.
All right, I'll
really
call you. I'll call you when we get to go. All right.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right, thank you, sir.
Right,
it'll work out.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you do. Bye.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye. 509.
No, hold up. Hold up. Wait, Ray. No. Oh, we got one more? Just one more? Okay.
Right, yeah, one more. We'll squeeze that one in.
209?
509.
Oh, 509.
Oh,
okay. Said
209
too. Is that me?
That's you? I thought it was
you. 509.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning and good afternoon, and have a really good Thanksgiving, both of you.
Okay.
And
I
want to get that in first. Now, Article 13303, didn't it say that in there that the Iraqi dinar, when it revalued, it would revalue at the old rate plus 20%? for...
No, 13303 did not say that. 13303 says we have the same rights as Iraqi citizens, and we can participate in this event.
Okay, where was it that it said that?
Well, you're just... I'm sure there were some documents out there. I don't know, right? It was supposed to include 20%, yes. The old rate plus 20%.
Yeah, because 341, I mean, when we invaded Iraq, it was like at 322. 341 would not meet that requirement.
Okay.
I don't think. So... But that's what it is today is 341. It changes every day, right?
Everything changes every day. That's okay. I mean, I don't know what oil is.
Okay, well, I just, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about all of the stuff that we've heard in the past years and what it was going to be. And it's not lining up exactly what I thought. So that's what my question was. I had another question. I'm trying to think of what it was. I went blank.
Okay. Maybe it'll come to you on Friday.
Yeah. Okay, well... Sorry. Thank you.
All right.
You guys have a nice day.
All right.
All right.
Hopefully we're talking about something else on Friday. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We got to get this plug in because it is the holiday and some people tend to forget. So 610. We'll get you
good
on.
Afternoon, Ray.
You can do it better than I can.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Hey.
Ray, I fell off the call earlier. That's why I dropped out of line, and I had to get back in.
Yeah, that's why I was looking for you then, to try to make sure I got you in before we closed out. So it worked out.
All right. Excellent. And I'll keep it short. Ladies and gentlemen, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is now available on that donation page. And if you are already using the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic and you'll be able to donate electronically today. Again, Tony, Ray, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you to your families for sharing all of you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. And everybody, have a terrific Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, so guys, I'm listening to the trucker. I forgot what he said his name was. And I'm listening to everybody on every call. And a lot of us have truly, a lot of us, and I say us, meaning us, together, have truly let the NAR consume their life, the GCR consume their life. I mean, I've been here for 10 years now, I think. Somebody told me something like that. It's not been 10 years going through this step by step. I mean, hill by hill, valley by valley, getting excited, getting disappointed, everything else for 10 years. And you guys know you go through it three times a week. I mean, if you're listening to us, if you're listening to all the other nonsense on top of it, you're going through it probably 20 times a week. But I actually go through it 10, 20 times a day. Why? Because when we bring you information, I have to go out there and I have to verify it. Like I've told you, two or three banks, two or three different people who I know don't know each other. I got to go through two or three governments, I mean, then two or three different countries, and see if everybody's on the same page, heading in the same direction, or get all the pieces from them to bring it to you so that it even makes a little bit of sense. Yeah. Because it makes sense, because people have a window of opportunity they can see it at, or because people have advance notice, this is what we plan on doing, doesn't mean it's going to happen, because it hasn't yet. And we've gone through all of that. It means we're closer. It means they got prepared. It means it gave us more information. I mean, it gave us more time to develop our own plan, ask questions, to make sure we're not going to be one of the toothless crackheads that's broke in 90 days or 2 years. So all this hasn't been for nothing. It has been preparing you for the wealth that you're going to have. And that's how I try to look at it. And I hope you guys do. I don't plan on it, you know, to feed my family. I don't plan on it to save my house, my car, my boat, my office building. I don't plan on it, you know, for my Christmas or my vacations or anything else, because I can't do any of that until it actually happens. What I do know is it's here, and when it does happen, I have a plan of action. And that's how you should be looking at it. It's probably the greatest investment opportunity we will ever have at this rate in our entire life. Now, once it happens, we're going to have some great opportunities, I already know, to get into. But it's going to be nothing compared to what we had right here. Nothing. So, again, when I first started, it was only supposed to be a week. And I told people even then, okay, it's supposed to be over with in a week. But if it took 10 years to happen, would it be worth it? With $800, $900, or $1,000 that you paid for a million dinar, and it turned into $4 million or $3 or $4 million 10 years from now without you doing anything, would it be worth it? Now I should say that 10 years ago. 9 years ago, and here we are. And I didn't know it was going to happen that long. Believe me, or I would have left a long time ago. I should say, but is it worth it? The day it happens, is it going to be worth it? Yes. And most of us would say, I'll do it all over again, because now I know it's real. Because people are still wondering if it's real. All the articles that Iraq put out, they just put out articles yesterday, talking about how many times they attempted to do this. They implemented it in 2012, 2014. They wanted to drop the three zeros. There's still people out there saying this isn't real, never happened. They're putting it in print. They're explaining to you the plan they had and when they wanted to do it. And even yesterday, the guy said, despite all of our setbacks, that's what he said, we must delete the three zeros now. I mean, the article says that, not word for word. I'll just paraphrase it. But that's what the article says if you guys haven't looked at it. They're still putting it out right now. We got to do this. I don't care how many setbacks we had, how many attempts, what hasn't worked, we need to do this now. If you guys haven't read the article, maybe Trish will put a link out there for you or something. Trish will, okay? or somebody so you can go see it for yourself. We know it. We know bank people that know it. We know over the years, every bank, every teller, every branch manager has told you guys it's not going to happen, not going to happen. We still got copies of all the letters from all the banks. I got them. From all the senators, all the congressmen. Everything we did is we are the people. We still have it. Says it's not going to happen. But now more and more we go to the bank, we hear what? Their branch managers tell you, yes, yes, come back on Tuesday, come back on Friday, come, because those are the days they think is going to happen. You hear them, the word slowly leaking out at the banks, yes, we've been trained already, we're ready to go. Yes, I've seen these screen rates. All that has happened over the years building up to what's about to happen right now. Now, these two sources gave us Friday and Saturday. Have these two sources given us days before? Yes, they have. Same two. Ready to go. This is the plan. Along with the other ones that said, this is the plan. We're getting ready to go. But it's all based on something else happening in the background that we don't know about. Again, the ministers were supposed to be revealed today. That was moved till Saturday. I don't know if that's going to make it go or not, though. I know this is what they're gearing up for right now, and they're more excited than ever, and they're actually talking about calling people and making appointments. That they haven't done before. They usually just give us the time frames. So everybody thinks we're really, really that close and ready to go. All right? I said, don't make it about every minute of your life. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your family. Enjoy this Thanksgiving. I mean, because for some of us, it's going to be the last one we have. People are going to miss, so enjoy that as much as you can. And if this truly happens on Friday or Saturday, your life will be forever changed. Those relationships you get ready to have a very good holiday with will be forever changed. Forever changed. Because as much happiness as this money is going to bring you, if you don't treat it with respect in the right way, it will destroy your family. So love them today, love them tomorrow like you never have, because the day this happens, they're all going to look at you differently. So appreciate that tomorrow. Let's look forward to Friday and Saturday. Hopefully we can get off this roller coaster. And again, while your roller coaster might have been going 1 or 2 miles an hour up and down, and it's a slow drag, my roller coaster has been going up and down to 100 miles an hour for years. And I got a headache, just like everybody else got one. I got a headache, and I'm ready for it to stop, just like everybody else. But let's look forward to it, okay? So with that, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your family. And I hope we're talking about something else on Friday. All right, Ray.
Okay. Well, we know tomorrow's Thanksgiving, everyone. And you're going to be doing what it is you do on that day of thanks. And to close this out, I'm just going to throw a little message. There's something to consider on tomorrow, as well as today, as well as every other day. Be thankful. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Remember anything else?
believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
Hello,
this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
Everybody's for the real deal.
My layaway's expired.
My bills are overdue.
I need to buy some more dinar.
But which one should I choose?
You know, it could be at midnight.
Man, there's hopium in the air.
A blast just hit the screen, guys.
Man, I think we're there.
Yeah. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
There was a glitch in the system.
That's what they say.
The bank screens now are open.
But there's a hold on the rate.
They didn't push the button.
But the call centers are all manned.
The rates are going higher.
It's more than we can stand.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
They say there is a meeting
in Reno and D.C.
There are dignitaries arriving
on plane, land, and sea.
The smart cards are all loaded.
But how could this be?
Lord, we're still waiting for our RV.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We're just waiting for the call every day.
That's right. It's done. It's finished. The trial runs have been initiated. We're just waiting for the call. And until then, in the meantime, in between time, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.